You're listening to WJFF. Joining us now, we have Congressman Antonio Delgado, representative for New York's 19th, which includes a lot of our listening area, all of Sullivan, Ulster, and Delaware counties, and extends east over the Hudson River. Congressman, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Obviously, very challenging times at the moment, and doing whatever I can to provide as much information to the community as possible and to be an advocate for our good folks here at home, from everyday working Americans to small business owners to farmers and the like. Just doing what I can. How are you doing? Hope all is well with you and your loved one.
I think we're all doing the best that we can to get through. And here at JFF, we're just keeping the radio on and just want to connect the listeners with people like you that know what's happening out there. I do want to get to what you've been saying about the Federal Defense Production Act. But first, can you say anything about the news that came out of late last night that there's a stimulus package on the way? How are you feeling about that?
Yes, we are looking at the text. It's a big development, a much-needed development, and from what I understand, there's some good stuff in there that's going to help individuals. There's direct payments that individual families will get. There's also going to be some real grant relief for our small businesses, grants, by the way, that will be able to be paid for by the government. They will not be owed by the small business owners, so long as the small business owners, can tie their needs to the disaster at hand and retain their employees, which is important. We want to maintain a revenue source for our small business owners. A bill that I worked on the Small Business Committee, which would waive all loan SBA loan payments up to 6 months, was also included. So for all of our small businesses out there who are relying on some of the major SBA loans, your loan repayments will be waived. The government will pay for those loans for the next 6 months. There's also some stuff in there to help our farmers. I led a letter, a congressional letter, to the leadership requesting that we get some funding set aside, disaster relief set aside for our local producers, particularly those that are on the dealing with vegetables and fruits, specialty crops. So making sure that we're providing aid for them. We got $9.5 billion, looks like, of that aid, which was assisted along with Congresswoman Pingree out of Maine. So still looking through the text, but expansion of unemployment insurance as well looks to be included in the bill. So you can't get everything you want, but I do think that what I've seen so far in a pretty significant package is looking helpful and looking like it's going to do right in many respects by the good people of New York 19.
Now, here in the 19th, we're essentially on the doorstep right now of what's widely being regarded as the epicenter of this outbreak in America now, in New York City. New York State has the most cases, the most deaths, and from my perspective, has also been doing the most to respond to this. But what else needs to be done, and where are we at right now with that?
Yes, you're right that New York is the epicenter. A big reason why we are the epicenter is because we've increased testing capacity. I think there are a number of states that just don't know how bad the situation might be because they're not expanding their capacity at the rate that we are here. So there is that element, but make no mistake about it. We're over 25,000 cases at this point, it is getting to a point where our hospital capacity is having to be thought through. The need for ventilators is of utmost importance. We're going to be thousands short if on the trajectory that we're on right now. We're going to need PPE equipment for masks, respiratory equipment, gowns. We're going to need a lot for our medical professionals. We do get some funding in the Senate package. It looks like there's about $130 billion set aside for hospitals, but that's going to be allocated across the country based on the need. So we'll see what portion of that the state of New York gets. One thing that I have been trying to stress to the administration and the president in particular is the need to utilize the Defense Production Act. It is of utmost importance that we bring to bear every asset we have available to us. And this would allow the government to enter into contracts with private actors to produce the supplies that we need, and the businesses would get paid for doing so. And that's an important step. You know, the business benefits and the public benefits. We have got to make sure that we are coordinating our efforts in this regard, and we have no time to waste. And so I appreciate the fact the president has invoked the Defense Production Act. But as I recently wrote in the op-ed, we have got to do more than just invoke it. We must utilize it and make sure that we are directing companies to produce what it is we need. And so I think as long as we bring to bear all of our capacity in this regard, we have a chance to really make our way through this and be stronger for it.
And now, in that sense, you are advocating essentially for the same thing that Governor Cuomo has been advocating for almost daily for the last week at least. But during yesterday's coronavirus task force daily briefing from the White House, the president said, hey, look, you know, we don't really have to force companies to do this, because just by talking about it, that's leveraging a good incentive for them to start doing it. And now they're starting to do it. So how is that not enough?
Well, you know, the reason why it's not enough is because there's no order to that. There's no structure, and there's no sense of coordination. It's ad hoc, and it's fragmented. And when you are trying to get out in front of a pandemic to the degree that we're experiencing now, you need complete coordination. You need all hands on deck, and you know, and those hands need to know exactly what the needs are and how they can fit into their lane. You know, the notion that we can just have somebody voluntarily say, okay, I'll go over here and I'll make X, and I'll voluntarily go over here and make Y. But there's no real hub that is informing each of these actors what the real needs are and dictating to these actors what it is we need on the front lines of this crisis. It's just too informal, and it leaves too much to chance when we're thinking about what we're trying to get ourselves wrapped around here, which is a pandemic like we haven't seen for generations. And so I think it's important that we utilize what we have at our disposal. And that is not just hoping that the private actors step up, but creating the environment through which we can actually execute the specific things we must do to protect and save lives.
Now, Congressman Delgado, in our last minute here, what do you want to share with the listeners that are here in New York 19 listening right now?
Well, I appreciate that, you know, and I want to just piggyback a little bit off of the last point. You know, when I make the observation that the administration needs to utilize the Defense Production Act, I don't make that statement as a Democrat. I don't make that statement from a partisan point of view. I make that statement as an American, concerned about the welfare of our country and desperately wanting this administration to succeed. You know, we have got to wrap ourselves around each other in this moment of crisis and do whatever we can to support each other in this endeavor. And that's the same approach that I've taken since I've been sworn in. It's why I do the town halls that I do. It's why I go to every corner of the district and make sure that I'm connecting with folks of all political stripes on the ground, hoping to build a sense of commonality and unity that can transcend some of the partisan divide that I think gets in the way of us being effective and successful in government and meeting the needs of everyday Americans. And I'm going to keep doing that work. It's a challenge because, you know, the physical contact for me, being able to be on the ground and meet with folks and hear their stories directly has been very inspiring for me. And to now have to, you know, do telephone town halls and, you know, engage through emails or through radio, which I have no problem doing. But, you know, it's a different dynamic. So I appreciate the opportunity to connect on your platform. I'm going to keep doing it. And I just hope folks know out there that I'm going to fight for them every step of the way to make sure that they still feel connected to me through these very challenging times.
Congressman Antonio Delgado, we appreciate you spending this time with us right now while you're so busy, and we'll have you on again soon.
Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Congressman Delgado represents New York's 19th District, and it includes all of Sullivan, Ulster, and Delaware counties, and extends east over the Hudson River. His first telephone town hall during his crisis was earlier this week. His next one is on Friday. Get ready to take down the phone number. Congressman Delgado's telephone town hall for Friday, March 27th is at 4:45 p.m. The number is 855-905-3295. That's 855-905-3295. This is WJFF.